The bill that the House Corrections Committee released last June would allow the Department of Correction to establish a prison nursing program. Under that program, eligible inmates who give birth while in prison could raise their babies there for up to 18 months, a break with how things are currently done.
Mom is at the hospital for 24 to 48 hours, and then she's back in DOC's custody. They begin the arrangements for foster care for baby while baby stays at the hospital.
State Representative Melissa Minor Brown sponsored the bill. She says a prison nursery program could help rehabilitation of offenders.
What we need to do is we need to just go in, take a look at our facility and see where this nursery is going to be placed. It's going to be separate from the rest of the prison, obviously, because we've got babies in there. And we work with Department of Corrections to create a sound environment for mom and baby right there in our prison.
According to the State Office of the Comptroller General, a nursery at Baylor Women's Correctional Institution would likely cost upwards of $5.5 million to build and more than $1.4 million each year to staff. Similar programs have been implemented in other states, and some of the limited research done on them shows positive results for mothers and children. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.